tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the program Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope wherever you are, whichever part of the world you are watching from, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and your family in the best of health and iman. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a topic which is not usually, you know, discussed generally, that the amount of suffering we go through, it actually prepares us and molds us into our personality that we have, the life experiences, especially the bitter experiences of our lives. And with that in mind, today's program is about no pain, no gain, along with the luxuries and the comforts. The trials and troubles are also part of our lives. Allah Azza wa Jalla sometimes tests His bondmen by afflicting diseases, sometimes by afflicting us with poverty. Sometimes He tests us by a relative's death, sometimes by the fear of enemy, and sometimes by some losses that we incur, and sometimes by general calamities, and sometimes by modern day evils. The path of deen and preaching of it is especially the way which may bring us trials and troubles at every step of our lives. These trials and tribulations distinguish between the obedient and the disobedient people, as well as between the true lovers and the false claimers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us sincere in our pursuit of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. As we have mentioned, and this is the Quranic theme in the Quran, we have been taught in the second surah of the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and He teaches us that He will test us. He will test us through calamities, through the loss of wealth, through death, Allahu Akbar, and through diseases, through the loss of crops, etc. And we have been commanded to persevere in these situations. Allah Azza wa Jal sometimes tests us by diseases. Yes, there were many who were afflicted with diseases. And if we persevere and still observe patience over calamities, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us immensely in terms of affliction with diseases and this sort of pain that we may go through. There is a parable of Bani Israel where Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions the parable of this individual in the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And he says, in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, among the Bani Israel, his nation, there was a man who was notoriously known to be the most sinful person. And due to his sins, people were fed up in the society, in the locality. And they didn't want to do anything with him. He went and entered another town or village where the people of that town were also fed up of this person because of his misdeeds. This person now takes residence in a cave, in isolation, cut off from all human settlements. And he is now residing in a cave. He became sickly. And when this person was afflicted by the weakness and the disease, then he pleaded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "Oh Allah, I am kept far away from people, from my family. I don't even have my family with me. I was chased out from my own town and I was exiled from everywhere. Now I took shelter in this cave, and now I've been afflicted with this disease. I turn to you, Allah. And after he made this plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this sincere plea, and observed patience over the calamity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he was tested enough by the separation of his people and his family. I am going to reveal and shower him with my mercy and forgive all his sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, this person of Bani Israel was then pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what happens when we observe patience over calamities. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned by Imam Ghazali just after this. He says that when a person passes away in a state of being a traveler, he was a traveler, he was traveling, and on his journey, the death approaches him. There's no certainty when death might come. Death is certain, but there's no certainty as to when and how it will come, where it will come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with poverty, with diseases, and our test in poverty. One example we can find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his Sahaba, after they migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara for the sake of Allah, their migration wasn't for worldly benefits, but their migration was rather in the path of Allah. They followed the lead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They left their properties in Makkah. They left their belongings in Makkah. They left everything they had in Makkah, and they migrated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some of those Sahaba were very poor, and they weren't capable of working even. Perhaps they were grown weak and feeble, and some had grown old. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes we can be tested by a relative's death. Yes, a death in the family. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahimahullah ta'ala, once his son died, he was seen smiling. So people asked, "Wow, what is the reason for your smile? Aren't you grieved by the death of your son?" He said, "That would mean that I'm not content with this divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I'm smiling because I'm content with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has taken my son, and I'm pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And sometimes we are tested by the fear of enemy, yes. And that test by the fear of enemy, we can remember the example of Sayyidina Zakariya ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will before that listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ni'mate barta jis samt wo zishan gaya. And this is recited by another great devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari hafizahullah ta'ala. And thereafter we'll be back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, ne'mate baatta jis sam wo zeeshaan gaya saath hi munshi rahmat ka kalam daan gaya le khabar jald ke ghairon ki taraf dhyan gaya le khabar jald ke ghairon ki taraf dhyan gaya mere maula mere aqa tere qurban gaya mere maula mere aqa tere qurban gaya ne'mat-e-baat جس سمت وہ زیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آہ وہ آنکھ کے ناکام تمنا ہی رہی آہ وہ آنکھ کے ناکام تمنا جو تیرے در سے پرارمان گیا ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پرارمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سم وہ زیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا سے معمور رہا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ زیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ زیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا نعمت باتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ جان و دل ہو شو خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، جان و دل ہو شو خرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے۔ تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا راتو سامان گیا۔ نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا، ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا۔ یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز، سبحان اللہ۔ وی ور لسننگ ٹو اے بیوٹیفل نعت پینڈ بائی دی امام آف اہل سنہ امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرحمن، اینڈ ریسائٹڈ بائی دی گریٹ ڈیووٹی آف دی بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، مولانا حاجی عبدالحبیب عطاری حفظہ اللہ۔ اینڈ ناؤ وی آر بیک to discuss our today's topic, that is no pain, no gain. Sometimes, dear viewers, we are tested by the loss of our belongings. Let's see, for example, Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who lost all his assets and belongings. He became poor, but he was still grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still observed patience. He was afflicted by so many calamities and diseases. His loved ones were taken away from him, but he still observed patience. Sometimes we are afflicted by different calamities and sometimes by modern day evils. Yes, the path of deen and preaching of it, especially the way which may bring trials and tribulations at every step, it is very difficult to persevere through all of these challenges. These trials and troubles distinguish between the obedient and the disobedient people, as well as between the true devotees and the false claimants, the pious bondmen and the blessed saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala faced great hardships and ordeals. There are some examples of these great sacrifices and the calamities experienced by these great individuals, by these great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the preaching of 950 years, majority of the people from the ummah of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam did not have faith in him. They did not accept the religion of Islam. But he persevered. He tried. And what is our situation? Do we give up after trying sometimes? After just taking one trip to the market and giving people the invite towards the deen, and then if they don't accept, what is our attitude? Do we still persevere and continue? Or within one day, we give up our pursuit? If we are impatient in this regard, then we should take example from the life of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ulul Azm prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he persevered and he preached Islam for the duration of 950 years, majority of the people of his ummah did not have faith in him, but he still tried. He never stopped. So our duty is to continue and to persevere and to invite people towards Islam. Alhamdulillah, your Dawat Islami has been pursuing the same mission of calling people towards the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Welcome to Islam campaign. Alhamdulillah, through this campaign, thousands of people have embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah. We have just witnessed, I have traveled with some of the Nigrans of Dawat Islami, especially our Nigrani Kabina in South Africa, our Aslam Bhai Hafizahullah. And it is a common thing whenever you travel with him, even if you are stopping by a gas station, by a petrol station, in South Africa we call it garages. And even then the attendant that is there, the person who's filling the fuel, he would get into conversation with them just within like 2 minutes, and he will invite them towards Islam. He will motivate them. He will enlighten them about the beautiful values of Islam. And Alhamdulillah, at times they are seen accepting Islam on the spot. Alhamdulillah. And then the register is taken out and his name is registered. And then the zimedaran in that region, in that area, they are informed of this person, contact details, that this person has embraced Islam. Please make infiradi koshish and teach him the basics of Islam. Alhamdulillah. So we do not only call people towards Islam, and once they embrace Islam, we don't leave them, but we also provide them with the basic understanding of Islam, the basics of Islam, the fundamentals of Islam, subhanAllah. And in this regard, there are beautiful books of Dawat Islami. If you want to learn the fundamentals of Islam, and if you have newly embraced Islam, the fundamentals of Islam, volume 1, 2 and 3, alhamdulillah. I have actually given this book to my son, for him to learn the basics of Islam, Quranic wonders, subhanAllah, where the beautiful stories of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Quranic stories, the accounts of our pious predecessors, subhanAllah. And here, through the life of this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, we learn to persevere. And then that preaching Islam through years, although few people will embrace Islam through your invite, but we must never give up. Despite preaching for 950 years, the entire ummah of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam didn't have faith in him. Majority of them, they didn't. But he still never gave up. And therein lies our resolution. That we must make peace with the fact that yes, there will come a time and we will be chased away. We'll be told, go away from here. We are not interested. And we do experience those moments as well. But subhanAllah, once you see the beauty of those people coming into the folds of Islam and learning about the beautiful values of Islam. I have been to the largest township in South Africa, that is Soweto Township near Johannesburg. And alhamdulillah, in that township, those underprivileged people, Dawat Islami has taken the mission of Islam to them. And they have accepted the call to Islam, alhamdulillah. Our Maulana Abdul Majid Hafizahullah, he is there in charge of Welcome to Islam campaign in that particular area. And mashallah, he is making inroads. And subhanAllah, your Dawat Islami has a beautiful center, big center in the middle of this Soweto township. And alhamdulillah, I've once been there and participated with the brothers. And it is so wonderful to see them, that they come together and partake in the gatherings. Alhamdulillah, they come for their 5-time salah. And it is a sight to behold, mashallah. These are the pearls of wisdom that we can learn, that without going through that pain and suffering, you know, we don't stand to gain anything. Therefore, no pain, no gain. And if we have felt some pains, then the same pain was experienced by the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the Tabi'een, by the Aimmah, Mujtahideen, and by the Fuqaha, by the Awliya of Allah, Khaja Gharib Nawaz, Ghawse Pak, and many other Awliya Ikram who have gone out of their way to preach the deen of Islam to people. And nothing could deter them from their mission. Remember the example of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, looking at his lifestyle, how he preached the deen of Islam in the land that was filled with disbelief. Yes, the Indo-Pak subcontinent before his arrival, it was a land filled with disbelief, polytheism, infidelity. But what happened? He came and people saw the beauty of Islam through him. He invited people towards Islam. Do we think his life was just a bed of roses? No, it was full with challenges. It was so challenging. First of all, the climate in which he came, it was a hot climate, desert land, which he had to persevere, which he had to tolerate, which he had to endure. On top of that, scarcity of water, Anasagar, they tried to take the water away from him. But subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him miraculous powers. Subhanallah. Jogi Jaipal, in his time, he tried many tricks and many times to torture Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, but he was unsuccessful in his attempt. But he did cause trouble. And many other troubles had befallen on the way to our Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala. But he never left the pursuit of his mission that he was given from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence he is termed as Atai Rasul, the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a gift of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he came and he preached the message of Islam. And how many people accepted his da'wah and his call towards Islam? 9 million people, subhanallah, he entered into the fold of Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The shayar very beautifully says,
Mere nabi ke ghulamon ka rutba bada hai shaan badi. Mere nabi ke ghulamon ka rutba bada hai shaan badi. Chahe ghause azam ho ya ho data hajmeri. Yaad nahi tumhe wo manzar khaja ne jab khud chal kar 90 lakh ko padwaya. La ilaha illallah hasbi rabbi jallallah ma fi qalbi ghairullah noor muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had spread the fragrance of Islam. The beauty of Islam was seen by the Indo-Pak subcontinent and its residents. And for the first time in many of their lives, they got to learn the truth of Islam. They got the Islamic guidance through Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and they embraced this beautiful deen. So subhanallah, this also teaches us to persevere in the face of difficulties when we are carrying the message of Islam. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, do we not remember his example when he was put into the fire due to rejecting the false deities and calling people towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only worthy of worship? Didn't he have a dialogue before the king of the entire world? Namrud wasn't only the king of a small country or a continent for that matter. He was the king of the entire globe. There were only four individuals in the history of mankind that ruled over the entire earth. Nebuchadnezzar was one ruler, and Namrud was the second among the non-Muslims. And among the Muslims, subhanAllah, there were two rulers who ruled over the entire world, alhamdulillah. The first was Sayyidina Zulqarnain rahimahullah ta'ala, and Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. These two individuals, Muslims, alhamdulillah, that ruled over the entire world. So there were four rulers were such that ruled over the entire globe. And Namrud was one of them. And Namrud being the leader of and the ruler of the entire world, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam mustered up the courage to go head on against him, Allahu Akbar. And he said that when he claimed to be the God, then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the account is mentioned in the glorious Quran, it is documented, this dialogue. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him that my Rabb causes life and death. So he took out two prisoners and killed one of them and set one of them free. So he didn't actually understand the challenge of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him that my Rabb causes the sun to rise from the east, cause it to rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ, the Quran says. So he was dumbfounded. He was dumbfounded. He couldn't do it. Allahu Akbar. And due to this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he got into trouble in the first place was that he broke all the idols. Allahu Akbar. And they all blamed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to have done that. And when they were taken to this king, he made him go through all this rebuttal that took place, this dialogue that took place. And after that, this ruler was really upset with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and filled with rage, he commanded that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam must be burned to ashes. Ma'azallah. And such a huge fire was created. The fire was prepared for days. And such a huge fire, when the fire was lit up, its flames rose so high that if a bird was flying high in the atmosphere, it would burn to ashes and fall in that fire. Allahu Akbar. Such huge was this fire. So they couldn't, the fire was so huge, nobody could go close to it. Then as a result, a catapult was built. It is a machine like a sling, but a mechanical sling where large objects such as large stones are thrown with the help of this machine. And due to deploying the law of velocity and some engineering methods, so yes, taking leverage, this tool is used to throw large objects at a distance. And once it was built, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was put into it. And then with that catapult, he was thrown from a distance into the fire. And while he was falling into the fire, what difficulty is that? Allahu Akbar, can any difficulty amount to that? Allahu Akbar, the difficulty Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go through only because of defying the polytheism and inviting people towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had to go through all of this. And when he was thrown into the fire, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam descended by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked him, O Ibrahim, do you need any help? He said, no. Allahu, look at his reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so true. He was so sincere. And then he said, my Rabb, he is aware of my situation. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observed this faith of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then after that commanded the fire to be cool and safe for Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the same fire that was erupted, it became cool for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he landed in it safely. Alhamdulillah. And this is how Ibrahim alayhi salam was saved from this great difficulty. And he is Khalilullah, not for nothing, because he is such a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to his devotion in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The test that he had to go through, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said when he was asked by the Sahaba that who went through the greatest difficulties, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that went through the greatest of difficulties. Allahu Akbar. The stronger your iman, the greater the test. And if your iman is weak, the weaker will be your test. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam proved through his devotion, going through all different calamities to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was afflicted with diseases, and how he persevered through it. And ultimately, he was granted the reward of it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the entire world remembers the example of Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Children and wealth of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam were taken. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's migration from Egypt, that also was a difficult task. People's act of causing trouble to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Yes, but he went through all these difficulties. Many blessed Anbiya were martyred. We have just given the example of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. And like that, there were many Anbiya ikram who were martyred by the nation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions account of them in the glorious Quran, يَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ, that they used to unjustly martyr the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bled furiously in Ta'if. When he went to Ta'if, what happened? He went to Ta'if to call people towards Islam. But as a result, they didn't appreciate the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they put children and mad people to hurl stones at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it reached to that point where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bleeding. He was bleeding excessively, so much so that the blood had gotten into the sandals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed the angel of the mountains, who came and sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am awaiting your command, Ya Rasulullah. If you wish and you command me, I can crush the two mountains and crush this entire nation of Ta'if between these two mountains. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do that. Allahu Akbar. Look at the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although he is going through all this pain, he is still making dua for his nation. At the occasion of Uhud, Allahu Akbar, the same enemies, they were throwing arrows at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a difficult time. Shaitan had spread rumors that Ma'azallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been martyred. But there were those Sahaba, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was there, who was taking arrows upon his body, and all those arrows were flying towards him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, was helping Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go at an elevated place in the hilltop. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was climbing and facing difficulty climbing it, Sayyidina Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, he gave his back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, climb over my back and escalate. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Talha radiyallahu ta'ala, who was given the glad tiding of paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is from one of the Ashra Mubashara. And if this wasn't enough, the arrows that were thrown at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that were heading in the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, they fortified Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around him, and they circled him, and their own bodies, their own chest and their own backs worked as a shield to protect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in this state, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not curse his nation, but he said, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my nation, because they do not know me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This was the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His patience never ran out in the face of all these difficulties. And the same thing we observe by his offspring, subhanallah, by Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the plains of Karbala. His patience also never ran out. Allah Allah. In the face of difficulties. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 3 consecutive years of boycott, facing immense hardship in Shabi Abi Talib, the valley of Abu Talib. Subhanallah, this place was famous by that name. And the entire Banu Hashim was boycotted. Allahu Akbar. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persevered through this socio-economic boycott that was placed upon him and his family. But he persevered through all of it. Allahu Akbar. Then he was tortured and persecuted to such an extent that he was forced to leave his own hometown, Makkah Mukarramah, and forced to migrate to Medina Munawwara. Even when he was leaving the city of Makkah Mukarramah, he looked back at the Mubarak city of Makkah Mukarramah, and he said, addressing the city of Makkah Mukarramah, if I wasn't forced to come out of the city, I wouldn't be leaving you today. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Look at the heartbreaking situation which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to endure through his life. And that wasn't enough. There were many such occasions in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he was tested again and again and again. through different methods. But he persevered and he observed patience of all those calamities, subhanAllah. Because he is that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose life stands as a shining example for us, for the ummah, to follow the guideline and the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we want to succeed through our lives, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a beacon for our guidance, and practically we follow it, inshallah azza wa jal, and be guided by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, we have a wonderful piece of nasiha and advice. Let's inshallah go and listen to the nasiha until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Now, if we are in a life of depression where we're wasting a lot of our time, if you are going to all of a sudden try and do too many things, it's not going to work. And gradually you'll go back to your old life. But the example the scholars give is, say somebody is very miserly and he doesn't like giving money in the way of Allah azza wa jal. And, you know, he's not going to give £100 straight off. But that person, if he wants to get rid of this habit, he should start donating a penny or a pound here and there. Every time he goes to the masjid, donate a pound. Every time he sees somebody poor, donate a pound. Then, gradually over time, he'll get into the habit of giving, and his mind and his conscious and his subconscious will start to accept that giving in the way of Allah azza wa jal is good. In exactly the same way, applying the same analogy to our situation, we waste a lot of time, we're in depression, we spend a lot of time, you know, on social media, on browsing the net, on television and everything else, and we have very little achievements we actually make. Now, if somebody suddenly decides, right, I want to do this, I want to do that, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that, you make a long list. It's a bit like New Year's resolutions, which work for about a few weeks, and then after that, you're back to your old self. The tactic behind it is like that person who was very miserly. If you're going to ask him to give away £1,000, £100, he wasn't going to do it. Give a pound. Start slowly. Just list a couple of things. I will make sure I pray my salah. I will make sure I'd spend no more, but say 24 minutes every day, or 12 minutes every day, reading the Quran. Siratul Jinan fi tafsir al-Quran, with translation. English commentary of the Quran, English translation of the Quran, 12 minutes, that's it. During the day, I'm going to pray my salah, I'm going to try and get to the masjid. Just the little things. After a week, once you establish that, increase it a little bit. I'm going to actually attend the Madrasatul Madina Balighan classes 3 days a week. Start with the weekly Ijtima, once a week. After a few weeks, the Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Then, once a month, Ghaflas of Dawat Islami. Then, if you're going to spend time watching the TV, sometimes we're addicted to the television. One good Madani pearl is this. Watch good things. Put a bayan on. You know, Mufti Qasim Sahib Dawan Barakatul Aliya's bayans, Abdul Habib Bhai's bayans, Nigrani Shura's bayans. Best of all, Madani Muzakras. Amir al-Sunnah Dawan Barakatul Aliya gives so many Madani pearls. And just watching Amir al-Sunnah in the Madani Muzakra will start to get rid of your depression. Why? Because you're seeing a pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you look at their face, it reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what it is all about. Look at these things. Try and change your life gradually. Just watch the Madani Muzakra every Saturday. Don't set out to achieve everything in one day. Bite size. If you do it slowly and gradually over weeks and months, change your life. Get out, go for long walks, keep a tasbih with you, start doing the zikr. I'm going to read Durood e Pak 1,000 times a day. I'm going to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu, 1,000 times a day. But at the same time, I want to walk around the block every day, get the fresh air, do the zikr, watch your life change, and watch this depression disappear, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah, we are back after listening to the nasiha. Coming back to our today's discussion, we have been recalling all those accounts of trials and tribulations in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious predecessors, what they had to go through, the large number of trials and tribulations faced by the blessed companions and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the martyrs of the blessed captives of Karbala. are the stories of hardships experienced in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. But despite all these trials and tribulations, the firm determination and perseverance did not waver in the least. These blessed personalities kept the truth exalted and showed great patience in the face of troubles on Blessed Friday, 10th of Muharram, on the plains of Karbala. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed grandson of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his noble companions were attacked from all sides with swords, spears and arrows. The blessed bodies of the blessed young people and children were lying scattered on the plains of Karbala, and the blessed heads of martyrs were placed on spears. When the sky witnessed the great patience of these blessed personalities in the face of the horrific brutality and violence, it rained blood, which continued till 7 days beneath every stone which was lifted from the soil in Baitul Maqdis. They appeared fresh blood. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such sacrifices. And look at the result of those sacrifices. That yes, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, with his Ahl Bayt, with his family, with his companions, he preserved and protected the sacredness and the sanctity of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Islam ever so glorified and keep us as servants who serve his beautiful deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.